Hello and welcome to Profiles in Risk. This is your long-haired hippie bearded host. I'll be shaving today, though. I really don't like the beard. Tony Kynes, and today I have with me fellow long-haired hippie Trace Meek, founder and CEO at Fetch. Trace, how's it going today?
Good, Tony. Thank you so much. I wouldn't necessarily call myself a hippie. I'm just a long-haired insurance agent, right? InsurTech owner. I didn't grow my hair just to grow it. Well, intentionally, yes. I was sitting with my mom and my sister. No, my mom, my wife. And I said, you know, I think I want a man bun. And they said, both of them said no. And so then I began growing the hair. So, and then I was like, what am I going to do with this long hair? And so last year I actually cut it and donated it to Wigs for Kids. So 14 inches cut off and donated it, and I'm growing it back again. So today I look like a hippie.
That is fantastic. You're a much better person than I am. I've been asked by my girlfriend and her family many times if I would donate it. And I'm like, I want to be long haired for the rest of my life. You know how long it took me to grow this?
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm not that nice. But that's a fantastic, fantastic gift. Very, very cool. And by the way, when you said the man bun thing, it really made me laugh. Because I can't tell you how often within insurance, people will tell me that long hair is fine, but no man buns.
I don't usually put it in a man bun too often, but it was the intention of the idea. But I will have to say a couple things. One is, I really do respect women with long hair. I understand why it takes so long.
Uh-huh.
And even when my wife's like, hey, can we make a fire tonight? Because it's cold out. And I'm like, yeah, but I don't want to wash my hair. Like, I now understand what that's like. So
it takes a lot longer to get ready in the morning. Yeah.
It's a lot of maintenance.
Yes. I am no expert in it, but just with simple like shampoo and conditioner, it takes a lot longer than like just quick shampoo when you have short hair.
Yeah, no, for sure. Yeah.
Absolutely. So we always give the guests a chance to give the elevator pitch. What is Fetch?
So Fetch simply is just an underwriting filtered machine, right? It's an innovation system where we took the guidelines for all these carriers and created a filter. So you log in and you would choose like an HO3 or just homeowners in general. You choose like, okay, it's a 250,000 dwelling A. It's got PEX plumbing and a 12-year-old roof in Pinellas County. Who will write the risk? And it'll show you. And so this actually came from a frustration of myself in my own agency as an agency owner. It was hard keeping up with all the underwriting information, and not just keeping up with it, but who will write the risk?
Mm-hmm. Okay. So is it personal lines only?
Right now it's personal lines. That's correct.
Okay.
We're looking to get into commercial. Commercial's a little different because there's the NAIC codes, SIC codes, and then the underwriting for each piece. So it's something we've been working on.
Okay. And since you're in Florida, which is a different world in insurance, are you right now Florida only, or is it beyond Florida, even though it grew from the frustrations of Florida?
Yeah. So of course it started with the frustrations of Florida, right? You know, an independent agent here could have 15 to 25 homeowner carriers, and each homeowner carrier could have 2 to 3 carriers. So that's kind of where we started. It's really where the frustration began and where our system was built. We are moving to other states, mainly the coastal ones, where they have a lot of flexible carriers or coastal carriers with a lot of different types of underwriting criteria. So like North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, Tennessee, Louisiana, and then the Northeast. So we're currently adding that sort of data in as we speak.
Okay. So the platform,
correct,
is designed for the agents to log into it.
Correct. So an agent, they get a call from a client with an address. They put the address in. It would pull some of that data down from the internet. We'd scrape, you know, areas so we know square footage, year built, possibly dwelling A, populates that in. They would ask the additional questions like, does it have a pool slide? Does it have a pit bull, all the, we have 75 different filters to choose from. And then it would populate all their carriers of that would write the risk based on those criteria.
Fair. And looks like right now you've got the Florida and Texas carriers, or is based on the website, or did I misunderstand that?
That might be a glitch that we didn't update that, but yeah, we have some North Carolina data. We have the Northeast and South Carolina, Georgia. So we do have that data. Apologize for not, we need to update that. I got to call marketing.
No problem. Okay. So from the agency side, basically there's a free trial.
Correct.
And then there's two paid, plans, or a paid plan option. From the carrier side, how do if I want to be on the platform, how do we partner?
So you would call me up, email me, message me, however you want to reach out to me, and we would ask for your quick reference guide or your manual, some sort of underwriting data. We would take that information and we would run it against our database of the 75 different filters, and we'd see what was the answer. We would input that into our system, and then anything that was maybe left out that isn't on that form, we would follow up with the carrier and ask what they had, you know, what's the answer to this, and we would put that into the system.
Okay, so really, the carrier partnership piece is super easy. It's handles the info. We'll put it in. Don't need API access into your system. Don't need anything that's going to take a lot of implementation.
And it's free. You know, the carriers just have to give us the information for the agents, and we're ready to go. And I don't want anyone out there who might be in another state not to think that this would work. All you have to do is send me the data. We will upload it in the system in the next couple of days, and then it's ready to go. So if you're in North Dakota and you've got 6 homeowner carriers, send it to me. We'll get it loaded in, and you will just fly through when you have to underwrite a risk now. Something that used to take maybe 15, 20 minutes can take you like 30 seconds with our system.
Okay. And so I've never been an agent. I'm a former underwriter. So I've never actually quoted a homeowner's policy, much less in Florida. But so in this case, as the agent, so I enter the difficult pieces of this, right?
Correct.
Dog, coastal, whatever. And it quite simply tells me from my carriers which ones, does it need to plug into my system into my system any further, or basically that's it? It gave me the information. Now I go back to my system to actually quote them.
Correct. And we have all the website links for the carriers. Okay. So you can click it and it'll take you to the login page and you can begin the quoting process if you want. Okay. I'll tell you, as an underwriter, what did you underwrite? What type of risk? Did you homeowners?
Middle market.
Middle market. Okay. Middle market, yeah. So in the homeowners world, mm-hmm. underwriters get bombarded every day by phone calls on, hey, will you write an LLC? Hey, will you write a vacant? Hey, will you? Right. So the great part about this for the carrier side or the broker side is that they aren't going to get those calls anymore. Mm-hmm. If they send me the data and their agents know out there, they can just come in to fetch, ask the question, and they got the answer. It's going to save, it's going to sound crazy, probably hundreds of hours. You'd be surprised how many questions these underwriters get that are just one-off easy questions.
Yes, I do. I have heard that. So that is very, very, very good. Are you still actively running the agency, or is Fetch
So last year, I merged my agency with a larger agency in Florida, and took away some of that time so I can spend it on Fetch. And I just wasn't really giving all my energy to the agency at that time. With Fetch getting as big as it is, I just need some time to be able to grow it and get more interaction for sure.
Okay. How many agents are using the platform or agencies?
We I actually have a little board up here, a digital board up on my TV here, and it's as of right this minute, 2,822. So 2,800 plus.
That is a significant. That's significant. Yeah, for sure. So now that you're fully dedicated to it, what's the roadmap? What can you share already that's coming to the product?
Yeah, so we have some. So we just launched about 2 weeks ago. So we were Fetch, Underwriting Made Simple, and now we're becoming Ask Fetch, Underwriting Revolution, right? So we are tying artificial intelligence in with all the data we have. We have been collecting underwriting data for the past 5 years in Florida specifically, now collecting it in other states, and we built this large database, and now we've created a large language model. Her name is Ellie, which is actually named after my daughter, and I can come back to why that is. But you can go into Ask Fetch now and ask Ellie as if she was an underwriter, specifically to the carrier, your underwriting questions, and she will respond with an answer.
Okay, and that just launched.
That just launched. So you can click one of your carriers. Let's say you choose Citizens and you say, hey, will Citizens write polybutylene? And Ellie will respond with the answer perfectly almost every time. Almost every, I mean, every time she does. And so not only can she do that, she can help you write an email about the carrier. She can help you write a blog post about the carrier. She can help you explain things to your to the carrier or to your client about that carrier. And so that's what we're really trying to drive is now trying to pull the database in for the artificial intelligence and make it to where it's like chatting with your underwriter without ever having to pick up the phone or leave one site and have all your carriers in one place.
Okay. Tell me a name story. How did you end up deciding on using your daughter's name for it?
So 5 years ago, I was actually training for a master swim meet. So I was a collegiate swimmer and I got back into it after 20 years and I was like, I'm going to get back into this, you know, kind of a midlife crisis. I'm 40, 39 years old. I got to do something, right? So I'm getting out of the pool and my wife and kids came to see me. Well, my wife says to me, I don't know where your daughter is. She's disappeared. And at that time, she was 4 years old. And of course, you worry, did she fall into the pool? Where is she? So my wife ran one direction, I ran the other, and when I ran in the other direction, I stepped on a pipe out of the ground, just sticking out slightly, and rolled my left foot, broke my fifth metatarsal. And we end up finding her about 2 minutes later. She just had to go to the bathroom. I mean, at the end of the day, that's all she had to do. But I was now broken for now, probably for the next couple of months, where I actually had to use one of those little wheelie carts you've seen people where they leave their knee on it. And we have a two-story house. I never went upstairs for 3 months because I couldn't, I had to crawl up. And so the next day after I broke my foot, I'm laying on the couch and I was just kind of thinking, what are some of the frustrations that's been going on in my life and in my agency? And one of them is I couldn't stand the shouting in my office over the cubicles, right? Who'd write a 1954 house? Who'd write a 15-year-old metal roof? No, I said metal, not three tab shingle. Like it's all this back and forth, and I'm like, I appreciate the camaraderie and everyone coming together to answer the question, but everyone stopped what they were doing to help someone answer their question, and I feel like the questions never really got answered. It was
Super
all still a
inefficient,
fact-finding mission.
yeah.
So I, if it wasn't for Ellie having to go to the bathroom and disappeared for 2 minutes, I might not have rolled my foot, and I might not have had that few moments laying on the couch with my foot up, going, what am I going to do now?
That's a great origin story. All right. I can definitely see how it's useful for the agents. I love that we're at the stage in InsurTech where a lot of companies are coming from us. What I mean by that is it's not tech people with a tech hammer looking for an insurance nail like we had at the beginning, running into a lot of InsurTechs that are a frustrated agent decided to do something, a frustrated underwriter decided to do something. So basically the you're solving a real problem that you've lived, and solving it in a way that makes sense for the reality of where our industry is. So big fan of efforts that come from us.
Well, thank you. Yeah, the three-ring binder still exists on agents' desks. They still have those. You know, they try to do the Excel spreadsheet, but they're trying to sell insurance. They don't need to spend time to hunt down who writes polybutylene pipes. They just need to sign up for Fetch for $97 a month and be done with it, and then just let it go.
And that's agency subscription. It doesn't matter how many people I have.
It's $10 for each additional user.
Okay.
Or $12. Sorry, $12 for each additional user after that. And that's just to cover server costs and expense. I mean, it takes a lot of time and energy to find this data, pull it, and manage it. So, yeah. But I didn't want to make it too expensive. I think it's a fair price. As an agent, you know, as an agent, I hated signing up for those programs where you had to sign up for 3-year contracts and it went up 20% every year. No. It's try it out for a month. If you don't like it, you can cancel it, and then you can activate it anytime. I wanted to make that simple. As an agent, I appreciate that.
Fantastic. Kind of the last question: how many? What are you hearing from the agents? Like are they sharing numbers on, hey, this is saving me 2 hours a week, kind of thing? Are you hearing a lot of that?
Yeah, we hear anywhere from a couple hours to 5 hours a week plus.
Yes.
And that's because they would spend so much time to make sure. The cool part about our system is, too, compared to the raters out there, the raters, you have to choose the policy type first before you begin the quoting process. Inside of Fetch, when you put the address in, we're looking at all policy types, H08, H05, H03, DP3, DP1. So it gives you that broad look at all the carriers and what they can do. Sorry, yeah, the screen just
right from your website.
Yeah,
I noticed that, and I didn't think about it because I'm not an agent, so I've never quoted. But yes, that is pretty cool that I don't have to separately look for.
And that was completely created out of another frustration. Was when I built Fetch the first time, you had to choose the policy type because we're in that mentality.
Uh-huh.
We lost a risk to an HO8. And I was like, why didn't you try the HO8? And they go, I didn't think to switch it to HO8. And so I said, we're rewriting how Fetch works, and we're making it broad for all policy types because I don't want anybody to miss out on an opportunity to write a risk.
Perfect. Makes perfect sense. Mm-hmm. Very interesting. Thank you so much for your time today.
Yeah, thank you so much, Johnny.
To grow and continue to expand it beyond the current footprint.
I would say if anyone wants to try out Ellie, and go to askfetch.com and just sign up to try out for the beta user, and we'll get you signed up.
Fantastic. Thank you.